And the Mishnah continues and says, "V'chachamim ha'imrim." Chachamim say, "Yimei chayecha o'elam hazeh," that the days of your life, the day includes day and night. You don't need a special verse to include the nights. The days already indicate that the night is included. So what do we learn from the fact that it says all the days of your life? That we will continue mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim even in Yemais HaMashiach. So the question is that if Yetzias Mitzrayim is an event that took place in the past, even if it's an important event, even if it's an event that was the beginning of the whole process of redemption, but it's still, once you experience ultimate redemption, so Yetzias Mitzrayim is as if irrelevant. What does Yetzias Mitzrayim have to do with my reality now? I live in a world where there is no existence of evil. Why is it necessary for me to mention the process of overpowering evil when I'm living in a time when there is no existence of evil? So the answer that's brought up to this is because the process, the beginning of the process of redemption, is that Yetzias Mitzrayim opens up the channel, so to speak, for all redemption. The beginning of the process of redemption is the overcoming and overpowering of evil, the going out of Egypt. But still, the question is, what relevance does it have? And therefore, it's necessary to remember. It still deserves a mention. The question is, what relevance does it have to a person who's living in a time of Yemais HaMashiach when evil no longer exists? What is the point of remembering that once upon a time there used to be evil, and God gave us the power to overpower that evil? Now it no longer exists. So the Rebbe explains that the truth is we will have to remember the existence of evil and the overpowering of evil even in the times of Yemei HaMashiach, because the ultimate redemption is meant to be a part of this world, and that it's not meant to be something which is completely out of this world. What does that mean? We said that exile is a byproduct of the fact that the world is created in such a way, in a finite, limited way. Because the world is created as a finite and limited existence, therefore, God's presence is concealed. What will happen in the time of the ultimate redemption? God's presence will be revealed. But if God's presence is revealed, we said that in order for the world to exist as a finite, limited existence, God's presence has to be concealed. Because God is infinite. In order for the world to exist as a finite existence, God has to hide his infinity in order for a finite existence to emerge. So if God has to hide his infinity in order for a finite existence to emerge, so what happens when God's infinite presence is revealed? So the world will no longer be a finite existence. That's not true. The truth is, ultimate redemption is that the world is supposed to be a place where, at the very same time that the world continues to be a finite place, a finite, limited, physical world, and yet at the same time contain within it God's infinite revelation. So in other words, how is this process accomplished? The way it's accomplished is that first God hides his presence in order to allow for the existence of a finite, limited world. That creates a situation that we know of as exile. Then we have the process where we have to begin fighting and overcoming those limitations that are imposed by the world. By fighting and overcoming those limitations that are imposed by the world, we make it possible for God's presence to be revealed in the world as the world exists. In order to have the two realities coexisting at the same time, infinite revelation and a finite world, we have to go through the process of first fighting and overcoming the limitations and the finite nature of the world. By overcoming those limitations and restraints, we make it possible that the two realities should coexist. So it comes out that really, we're not talking about, so in our world it plays out as a three-step process. First is the concealment. Then there is fighting the concealment. And then we're ready for ultimate revelation, where we can have revelation and finite existence coexist. But from God's perspective of reality, it's actually all one thing. It's not, the whole purpose of the concealment is, nor that there should be infinite revelation in a finite world. The whole purpose of the process of overcoming concealment is in order that there should be infinite revelation in a finite world. And the ultimate is when there actually is infinite revelation in a finite world. So there's no point that we say that this is a means to an end. In the way it plays out in our world, it's a process, and the process takes time, and each one seems to lead to the other. But from God's perspective, it's all one thing. It's all creating infinite revelation in a finite way. So it comes out that even that the true perspective on exile is, the true perspective on exile is that exile exists in order that there should be infinite revelation in a finite way. Exile only exists for infinite revelation of finite. The process of fighting and resisting and overcoming evil and overcoming the darkness and overcoming one's natural limitations, that only exists in order that there should be infinite revelation of finite. So when we actually reach the point of Yemais HaMashiach, when we actually reach the point where we experience infinite revelation of the finite world, so it's still necessary to remember, we're not looking back and remembering the steps of the process. We're seeing how everything that ever happened and everything that ever existed, what Yetzias Mitzrayim does is it starts to reveal that everything that ever existed all along only existed for the sake of infinite revelation in the finite world. It only existed for the sake of ultimate redemption. There never was anything else. It wasn't that, oops, we're stuck. What are we going to do? We're in a finite world and godliness is concealed and evil is powerful. Uh-oh, what are we going to do? You know what? We need to have a redemption. To us it played out as a story that took place in stages, which took a very long time. But from the perspective of true reality, that's what it was all along. There never was anything else. It was all about the same thing all along. Infinite revelation in a finite world. So what does that help us? Very nice. From God's perspective, there never was anything else. But from our perspective, we did experience the process of exile. Then we experience the process of going out of Mitzrayim. Then we get to experience the process of ultimate redemption. What does it help us to know that really the whole thing all along was just one big redemption? The answer is, in order that we can actually, within the darkness, within the world that from our perspective appears to be a dark world, a world of exile, a world of concealment, a world of evil, we should be, if we can perceive that the world itself really is only about infinite revelation in the finite world, then the concealment has no power over us. The only reason the concealment has any power over us is because we think it's real. We think that there is an actual state of concealment. And who knows? When will we ever achieve redemption? we see redemption as an event in the future. But if we see that all of reality is only about redemption, there never was anything else, then the concealment has no power over us, and we can experience redemption within the concealment.